Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
The sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Don't be ignorant. Don't think you know it all when you don't know anything. I mean, I'm the only one who gets to pretend to do that. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. For some of you who send me emails right after, you know, right after a segment, look, I can't answer them. Hit up to the website. After the show, we post all that stuff. And so you can grab the podcast. You can do whatever you want to do. You can get to it. And, but I want to, you know what? I love doing this stuff. You know what we do for the old guard, right? For the people that have been around us that know what's going on. Gina, I don't need to know how old you are. Actually, I don't want to know how old you are because that's probably not the thing that's going to happen. But Paul McCartney has a birthday wish. Happy birthday, Gina. May you have like 600 more. No, seriously, we want you around for a long time. Because, you know, if I lose a listener or two. I lose a big part of the listening audience. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, hope you have a great day. Hope you had a great day. And many, 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 many more happy birthdays to you. Anyhow, and thanks for listening. I do. I honestly appreciate you. For you new people that haven't listened that often, that's what we do when you're involved and engaged with the show. And I know who you are and you've been in the chat room and all that. And I just love just spending the few minutes with you and wishing you a many, 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 many more. All right. So anyway, I won't say it's a downer, but it is something we need to talk about. And I know some of you get so mad at me when I talk about these issues. I don't care. I don't care because I think we've been sold a bill of goods, and you've fallen into the line of believing that, you know, dope is okay and the vaping is okay. Look, here's my joke. If when you believe in God or Mother Nature, your lungs were never designed for water. It doesn't work that way, unless you're a whale. If you're a whale or, you know, anything along those lines, you know, you're a fish, yeah, you got to get water in there. But that's not what we were designed for. If you really believe that it's simply, you know, this vaping hype that's been sold is going to keep you from smoking, the e-cigs. I think it's really funny how San Francisco has banned e-cigs, but tobacco's fine. Can anybody help me? I'm obviously not smart enough to figure this out. I would love some help with that. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a live chat room going on up there for some of you who don't want anything to do with Facebook. We also have a live Facebook feed. If you want to be notified, I mean, some of you like the emails and you're okay with the emails, but a lot of you don't. So simply sign up for the text alerts, right? You get a text alert by texting TRS to 77222. TRS is 77222. If you have any problems with any of that, you can send me an email, Joe at the real side, or grab the apps. I make it easy for you. I mean, I make it so easy for you. Grab the apps. We have Apple apps and Android apps, and you can get them there as well, and you can get a show live, you can get the podcast, you can write me messages, send me messages during the show, or you can call directly from the app. Anyway, so we've been talking about this for a while. And most of you know that I'm a trustee on a school board, Board of Education, some of you would call it. And for years, I've been watching this happen. I've been watching how much this has become a... We thought it was a fad. It's not a fad anymore. They're all doing it. And now one of the games in some of the classrooms is they try to take a, I don't know what to call it, a puff, a hit, whatever, off the vaping device. And they're little. They're like the size of your, some of them are the size of your, like your thumb. And the goal is to do it before the teacher turns around and sees you. Because you, unless they've got an odor to them, unless they've got a fragrance to them, you don't really smell them. And it's not like smoke where it rises and it hangs out. It's vapor, so it falls and it dissipates pretty quick. So they turned it into a game. But now you see what happened. We've got more and more young people. That's the other thing, too. Young people. They don't know any better. And you parents, why aren't you stepping up and going, whoa, 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 whoa. I've been around a little longer than you. This doesn't sound right to me. Let me check into it. But you don't want little Johnny, little Susie to feel left out. And you've seen what's happened. And these companies that put this stuff out, that put the fragrances out or put whatever the mixes are out, they don't care about your kids. They care about the almighty green dollar. Let's just be honest about it. Right? They've got to pay their stockholders. The idea is to make some money. And like we do with a lot of things, what's the big whoop? Let's just jump into it and see what happens. But when it comes to your kids especially, you should never just see what happens. So we come back in a little bit from the break. And some of you who just want to write me nasties during the show, when we start talking about dope and all this other stuff, just, you know what, there's 3,000 other shows out there. Tune into one of them, because I'm just going to blow you off anyhow. You need to get engaged. You need to get involved, and you need to get informed. And if you keep saying that this dope is not hurting our kids, do some more research. If you think this vaping isn't hurting the kids, do some more research. They can't hide it anymore. These kids are getting sick and they're getting hurt all over the place. You can't hide it anymore. And as I said to you in the last segment, when I had the tax expert on, I'm not the expert in these areas. I don't vape. I don't smoke. I don't smoke dope anymore. I make fun about crack, but I never go near it. And I make fun about crack because some of these legislators got to be smoking crack. Nobody's born this stupid. You know what I'm saying? Show me senior host. Terry Quash is going to join me after the break. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Put the vaping device away because you're not going to like what we have to say. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Now, look, if you're all doped up, you can never dance to a song like that, okay? You'd really look like one of those little spastic guys from the 70s where his hands are all over the place and all that. You know, remember those guys on the dance floor? Come on, girls. You know what I used to love about the 70s? You ladies would all sit around and say, come on, get up there and dance. We won't make fun of you. And then people would be up there dancing, and what were you doing? You were sitting there making fun of them. So what made you think I was going to get up there and start dancing? You're out of your mind. Anyway, Kerry Quashin joins me, as he does from time to time. I always appreciate his time with me because I got to tell you, when it comes to, you know, what are you, 37, 107 years sober? How long?
Oh, hold on.
Soon. You turn your mic on.
38, Christmas Eve, 39.
30, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good for you.
It's a long time, isn't it?
So, it, yes, it's a very long time.
Well, I hit 40, I'll change knob, just play.
do what I do. Make it an anniversary.
Yay.
Celebrated my 31st anniversary of my 29th birthday. See that?
Very happy birthday. Congratulations. How cool is that?
Nobody thought I was going to make it. There's a lot of people that say I was going to make it to this stage.
I'm with you on that.
But you know, Gary, it's you and I were talking during a break, and I said, it is infuriating and amazing at the same time of the amount of grief I get when we do these shows.
Right.
Go ahead. I mean, parents who think that there's nothing wrong with the dope of today.
Well, you know what, Joe? Of course they're going to give you grief because they don't want to fight the battle. And that's really where we're at today, is parents don't want to fight the battle. It's crazy. I was at a group last night here in Santa Clarita, right? And we had, I think, 60, 70 kids and 50 parents at least. And they're all there for the same stuff, vaping, pot, that kinds of stuff. And it's crazy because I was talking to the parents and all these, I've been doing these groups for almost 40 years. And I used to say the same thing, not all kids use drugs. You know, all the kids that your kids hang out with do. But now, you know what? I don't say that anymore, Joe. They're all doing it.
Yep.
Because you're right. They're not fighting the fight anymore. The parents are surrendering, which means we are in the midst. I'm telling you, this is going to blow up on this country. Guarantee it. Mark my words. We're in the midst of, I call the next public health crisis. And that's adolescence and vaping, adolescence and tobacco, adolescence and pot. And I can't believe, I'm talking to people who use drugs right now, right? I can't believe that you are okay with your 14-year-old vaping, using tobacco, and smoking pot. To me, I have a really hard time with that.
Well, again, most of these old-timers from my day, they think of the pot as it was back in the 60s, you know, back in the early 70s. It's nothing like that.
No, it's not even close. And you know what? They're not even really smoking it anymore. They're vaping it. They're eating it. I mean, they're gummy bears. There's chocolate cookies and Oreos that are made with THC, and this stuff is almost 100% THC. And you're talking, I'm not even, adults, do what you want. I mean, I could tell you that I got adults going into my treatment. I own rehabs. I have adults wanting to check in because they're addicted to pot. For sure, for real, no joke. But do what you want. You're an adult. But what are you going to allow your 14, 13, 15-year-old children, babies, to smoke this stuff and put it in their lungs?
Amazing.
It's incredible. It just blows my mind.
But again, I want to believe, to your point, they don't want to fight, but I also want to believe that they're ignorant. They really are thinking of their days in school.
Right.
Threw a couple of beers back on Friday night after they got their paycheck, smoked a doobie or two, and that was it. That was their weekend.
It's bigger than that, though. It's society as a whole right now. It became, for the government, it became money.
Oh, yeah.
For everyone else, it just became part of the deal. Okay, it's legal, and everyone's doing it, and why not? I'd rather see my kid smoke pot than shoot heroin, of course. I'd rather see my kid smoke pot than drink tequila. Come on. Is one better than the other?
Apparently.
In everyone's mind. But that's where we're at today in society. People gave up and just surrendered to the fact that it's only pot.
You know, what really bothers me, too, about all this is, you and I, and I'll just jump into this, we've now had deaths from vaping.
Yes.
And I've talked to a few people about it. Oh, yeah, but that's because they mixed it with this, or they mixed it with that. Look, it's still vaping, okay? Right. You're still putting something in your body that your body doesn't want. It wants oxygen. Yeah. Your lungs want real oxygen.
How can anyone have an argument against putting something in your lungs? And, I mean, it should be air.
You're
putting something with tobacco, THC, who knows what else they're putting in that stuff in your lungs. How many bodies do we have? I was talking to a kid yesterday, and we have one body. And if we blow that body, we're done.
Yeah.
You know, the last thing that I saw, 9 people have died because of vaping, that they know for sure that's the cause.
Well, that's, you and I were talking about that during the break. I said those are the ones that you know that they actually went looking for that or felt it had that effect, but we don't know for sure at this point in time.
No, and it's so new that, I mean, wait another few years and see what kind of statistics and data comes out of this and health problems and crises.
Now, the hardcore dope heads, They don't want to hear that this is due to, or a lot of this is due to a THC or some kind of oil that has to do with THC. And that's what they're claiming causes. They shouldn't be mixing this oil with the vaping, with the this, with the that. Shouldn't be mixing anything to put in your lungs, people. But
These are children, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
We don't even know. So how are they going to know what they should and shouldn't put in this thing? I mean, if it's out there, they get some high and they want to do it, they don't know no better. And the problem is society as a whole, we don't know.
No.
We really don't know. They're trying to ban, what, flavored vaping now? good.
I know.
I mean, it's a start, but ban the whole damn thing.
Right.
But think about that, though. Why do they have flavored vaping? Is it for adults?
No. Would you vape bubblegum something?
No, I mean, of course not. So why would they have gummy bears with THC? Adults or adolescents?
We know who they're marketing to.
They're marketing children. And here's the deal. When it comes to some kids, this tobacco company is always marketed adolescents.
Right.
Because if they get them under 18, they got them for 30 years.
Wow.
That's the statistics, 30-something years before they say, oh, my, I better quit. What do you think the vaping industry is doing the same thing?
Oh.
They're marketing children because once they have them for years.
Yeah.
Exactly. So then that's the time we're in right now. It's not about our kids anymore. It's about money.
All of
it. It's not about our health. It's about money.
No. Well, now, come on, Gary. They're telling us that the reason... they're pushing vaping so much as it keeps kids from smoking cigarettes, keeps them away from putting that tar and nicotine in their lungs. Okay, yeah, sure. We got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. We'll let some people choke on that for a while. Joe Bastien, your host. If you can't stand the anti-vaping, anti-dope conversation, there's 2,999 other shows out there you can listen to. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he will hold Iran accountable for protests at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox News that the White House took swift action.
You saw President Trump direct a quick, decisive,
prudent response by making sure that we had all the resources necessary to keep people safe and to secure the compound as well. And as we go into the evening, we're continuing to watch, we're continuing to monitor. As you know, this is a difficult place, a tough terrain, and so we continue to take the situation seriously, and President Trump and our entire team are watching it closely.
Military officials say the man charged with stabbing five people during a Hanukkah celebration in New York was removed from the Marines due to a fraudulent enlistment. The Marine Corps did confirm he was removed in late 2002, about a month after he began boot camp. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat.
We are back.
When I play the maraca.
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Come on, little Dan. We'll let you get the dance out of you, okay? Because I know some of you like to dance around the desk before you we get rolling. Joe Bustin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Or if you want, you know, you want text alerts for the show and other things, just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Let me bring them back on. We're having a conversation all of you don't want to have with your kids, but you should be having, not just your kids, even, you know, I guess my kids are still my kids at my age, but some of the young adults in your house that really need to think this stuff through. Anyway, Carrie Quashin joins me. He's the founder and director of Action Family Counseling, and he's been sober almost, how long, 40 years?
Almost 39.
Almost 39.
Uh-huh.
Well, you don't look a day over. Would you quit at two?
I had one.
So, you know, I've made fun of vaping forever on this show. I just don't get it. I don't get how anybody thinks it's okay to put liquid in your lungs, so to speak.
Right.
And then they're doing additives to it. They're doing chemicals to it. We're talking about adolescents whose lungs still haven't totally formed. They still got things going on in their body.
Lungs
just,
or their,
no sense.
Their lungs or their brain.
Right.
And we're okay with them smoking this stuff.
Yeah, you're seeing, and we'll talk about this more in a minute, but you're actually seeing physical changes to the brain from some of the dope that they're smoking.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's majorly affecting their motivation, their memory. I got kids that are getting bored with activities. You know, they used to like dance and they used to like baseball. They're dropping out right now. They're forgetting to do their homework. They're doing the homework. They're forgetting to turn it in. They don't want to get to first period. They don't want to be at social events anymore. So I'm seeing major stuff when it comes to kids. Not just kids. I'm even seeing it in adults, but it's really scary when I see it in adolescents.
And you see it more and more young adults. I don't know if I've seen many 50-year-olds.
Well, you want to hear something crazy? So I own rehabs, right?
Okay.
And I have the adolescent ranch up the street that I closed 2 years ago because no one wanted to put their kid in treatment because it's only pot. So now it's an adult place and we're booming. So now guess what? Because of the THC and how potent everything is, you know how long it's going to take me to find an adolescent bed now in a rehab? 2 weeks to a month waiting list.
Wow.
So what's now going on is now people are seeing their adolescents are really in trouble. So now I'm going to revisit opening the adolescent ranch again. Because it's taken me 2 weeks to a month to get a kid into treatment. That's where we're at today.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty scary stuff. Now, psych hospitals, they could sit in an ER, and we're having this problem, too. These kids are smoking eating these edibles, right? And they're getting psychotic. Then they're ending up in ERs on a police hold, and there's no beds. They're sitting in the ER for 3 days. So I'm seeing all the stuff that nobody wants to talk about. You don't hear this on the news. It's not on TV, but I see it daily.
Sure, but when you're talking to these parents, what are they saying? What are they thinking? Where is or was their mind at?
Well, the difference is I see the parents that are, the kids are in trouble. So when the parents come to me, they want help.
At that point.
Yes, I was at one of the schools last night. There was 60 parents, okay?
Wow.
And more kids than that. And I asked, how many of you are involved in this school? None of them. These are kids that just got caught that are ordered to this program.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it's really off the hook. But I'll tell you, it's changing a lot now because I was running a group with a bunch of adolescents last week. There was quite a few. And we were talking about vaping. And, you know, almost every kid in that room said, yes, I know that I have to quit. I know it's bad for me. So when 6 months ago, you wouldn't hear that. But now if you watch the news and Facebook, you're seeing people are dying and people are starting to go, whoa, maybe I ought to pay attention. But it's the same.
Oh, it's
the same thing as it used to be with cigarettes. Well, it's not everybody. I'll quit when I'm 18. I'll quit when I'm 20 or whatever it is. So we still have those thoughts. But at least people are starting to say, well, maybe there's something wrong.
Yeah, but I just had this conversation with a good friend of mine today about his kids and about kids in general. I'm saying parents aren't being parents anymore. And they're afraid to say to their kid, look, don't do that. You can't do that. Or as you know, in the past, you've had contracts with young people.
Right.
They're afraid to put boundaries down and stick to them with their children.
Well, they're not even, parents aren't parents anymore, Joe. You want to get me going?
Yeah.
We're in a different planet, different world right now.
Right.
Seriously. I mean, you know what the average parent, you know how much the time an average parent spends with an adolescent today?
It's got to be less than 15 minutes.
Two to 10 minutes.
Wow.
The average parent spends that much time with a 13-year-old and up. How was your day? It was good. How was school? It was okay. Do you have any homework? I done it. Are you hungry? I ate. You know what the very last thing a 14-year-old girl or boy does before they go to sleep? The very last thing.
I'm going to guess, but I'm telling you, I'm probably right. They sign out on either Facebook or Snapchat or Twitter.
Exactly. They grab their little phones or their computers and they say goodnight to their friends in person, looking at them in the face. Okay, then they go to sleep. What do you think the first thing that kid does when they wake up, before they use the bathroom? Pick up their phone.
I'm surprised they don't take the phone in the bathroom.
Well, they do. They do. Before they do that, and we had this conversation last night, they do. But before that happens, they pick up their phone right when they roll out of bed, look at their stuff, look at their social media, see who's saying what, say a good morning to their friends, go to the restroom, they walk out, maybe mom or dad's still home, maybe they're not, they have breakfast or whatever it is, and they leave. They go to school with who? Their friends. So now they go to sleep with their friends, they wake up with their friends, they go to school with their friends, and then when they come home, who's waiting for them?
Yeah, the big influence is their friends.
Who's waiting for them when they come home?
Oh, when they walk in the door, usually nobody.
That's not true. Everybody. Social media. If not in person, their friends right here on their phone. They can look at them and talk to them, just like they're standing here. So now that, let's figure this out. They're with their friends 16 hours a day. They're with their parents 2 to 10. Who do you think's going to have more influence over that child?
Yeah.
Their friends or their parents?
Well, for their friends, obviously.
Has to be.
Yeah.
And that's the times we're in right now.
The best commercial I've ever seen, and it wasn't even about what I'm going to tell you it is, was this young lady sitting at a dining room table,
mm-hmm.
and the commercial kept flashing back to her parents on bikes, out in the woods, in the trails, and she kept saying, I feel so bad for my parents. They only have 6 friends.
Right.
Okay? And she had hundreds.
Right.
And she wants to help them become more social, so she's going to help them with their social media. And I'm thinking to myself, you haven't got any friends. They've got real friends.
And that's exactly right. I was told if you have, you know, a handful of good friends in your life, you're rich.
That's right. That's right. That's how we...
But these kids have acquaintances.
Yeah. Yeah, but they believe themselves, you know, to be friends.
Well, of course they do.
I watch the young kids being on a school board. There's stuff that goes on in this town that I kind of keep my eye on. And there's one vape shop in particular. They're letting all the junior high school kids. I know what junior high school kids look like.
I know you do.
Right? They're usually the one with the 50-pound backpack, right? Because they don't know any better. But anyway, I watch them going into the vape shops. And they're not going in there to buy a can of Pepsi.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But they're going in there in groups, and they're all kind of cool, and they're trying to... So they're trying to, you know, be cool with each other, I guess, or whatever.
Right.
And I don't know. How do you... Do you get to the parents?
Well, they're
get to the kids?
They're friends.
How do you stop this?
Their friends are definitely more important today than their parents are to them, because they're connected to their friends. So if you're connected to this group of people,
yeah,
who's going to have more influence, them or your parents that you have not really, you're not even connected to anymore? I mean, it's so crazy with social media. I'm not knocking it. I mean, these are great. They do a lot of good.
They help a lot.
Yeah, but if you go to a restaurant, you can see Mob checking her Facebook. How many likes she got. You could see little Johnny texting his friends like crazy and dad zoning out. I mean, even when we're together, we're not together anymore. Families changed dramatically, and because of that, we're having a crisis in this country when it comes to everything. THC and adolescents, vaping, of course, cigarettes. I mean, I can go on for days.
But family used to have value, even to young people. Family used to have a place, if you would.
Correct.
You know, you went to grandma's, auntie's, somebody's house every Sunday. The family was kind of together. There was a unit that you dealt with many times a week. I don't think families... How many families that you deal with, of all the families, that actually have dinner together once a week?
No, and we speak about this all the time at groups that I run and stuff, and when I speak in assemblies and stuff. And I hear it all the time from parents. Well, we try to have two or three a week, but it doesn't seem to work.
Doesn't work.
I mean, we live in...
We've got to go for a break, though.
Yeah.
Hold that thought, though.
You will.
Dinner's a good thing.
Right.
Jones, senior host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up after the break.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Also, as I keep telling you, we have picked up, I don't know, 4 or 5 stations this year because you guys actually called program managers and said, hey, why aren't you carrying this show, right? I make it easy for you to get, head over to the Apple Store, I guess it's the Android Store, the Google Play, whatever it is. You guys figure it out. You got the phones. You know how to do it. So if you can't get it in your area, you can always get it on your smartphone, and I do appreciate how many of you have already picked it up? How many of you have already listened to the show and have commented to me from the app? If there's anything I can do to fix it, or if there's something you think we should have on that app, for instance, just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and we'll do what we can. Let me bring it back on because I don't want to waste his time with all this gibberish. Kerry Quashin joins me. He's a founder and director at Action Family Counseling. And, Kerry, you know, you've been... You and I don't know, I've known you 10-plus years.
At
now,
least, maybe. Yes.
Yeah,
at least.
When I first got on the school board and years ago, even before that, I always had a heart for the young kids and seeing, you know, it's really funny. when you have people or kids in an affluent area, I used to joke about this, but it's so true. They just get a better quality of drugs.
You know, you're so right. You're so right. Because, I mean, people, I moved to Santa Clarita for a reason, okay? I moved here because I wanted my children to go to school here. I wanted them out of L.A. where I grew up.
Right.
And I wanted them in a nice area where I thought there were no drugs and things were good. Yeah. Okay, the
sure.
schools were great. I will yeah. give it that. And great things. I have no regrets about being here. But I'll tell you what, there's better drugs here than there are anywhere in a lot of other places. In L.A., they didn't have drugs as good because the money was not as much.
Right.
So where you have money, you have better drugs.
Listen,
Santa Clarita, Simi Valley.
There were Hummers in this student parking lot. Okay?
Right.
It's like, yeah, really?
You're right.
You know, we're not Beverly Hills. What's this all about?
No, these kids drive nicer cars than most parents do. And so there's money, and parents give kids money here. And because of that, there's a lot of drugs. I can tell you this. We had the kids talking to the parents last night in a party here in Santa Clarita for teenagers. You'll almost always find all kinds of drugs. It's all there. It's not just pot and alcohol yeah. anymore.
Yeah.
So well, it's something we need to know.
I get calls from all over the country that say, you know, emails. They live in affluent areas or they live in nice areas or what right. have you, and they can't believe that the school is allowing this or that the police are. They're not allowing that. You're allowing it.
Right.
Your parents are allowing it. You get on it. You're not advocating your responsibilities.
Parents want the school. They want to blame the schools and society.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? When my children were young, it was my responsibility what went on with my children. It wasn't the school's responsibility
yeah.
at all. I mean, the schools have some responsibilities to do things. And I'll tell you what here. I know that we do so much good in this school, and then it is not okay for that here. But it starts at home.
Oh, yeah.
It starts at home.
Yep.
But remember what we were saying earlier? Parents spend between 2 and 10 minutes with their children.
I can't imagine.
It's supposed to start at home, so where does it start?
Yeah. Well, it has to start on Facebook.
Yeah, there you go. That's where but you know what? That's really sick because that's where children are learning everything today is social media. They're learning about drugs. Guess what else they're learning about on social media?
Oh, sex.
Sex.
Right? Drugs.
Do you know on these little gadgets that we have, if you type the word porn in there, half a million sites of any kind of thing you ever want to see. And these 12-year-old and 10-year-olds have this in their hands.
I'll tell you what. I tell people all the time. The guys that do the porn, the programmers for porn,
mm-hmm.
the best in the industry when it comes to programming.
Oh,
you know, they know how to hook people. They know how to get the SEO. They know about all of that stuff.
Right.
And, you know, unlike the old days where the magazines were behind the counter,
the old days, you know what? I used to get phone calls from parents saying, guess what I found in the bathroom? And they're like, okay, Playboy. That's not that anymore.
Oh.
It's not Playboy.
Now you wish it was a Playboy.
Now you wish it was a Playboy.
Right.
Now it's hardcore, so whatever you want.
I know.
And your kids are watching this.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying get rid of their phones. I'm just saying talk to your kids. Educate them. Let them learn from you about dating, about sex, about what's safe and what's not.
Well, everything is not a big deal anymore. And it doesn't matter what it is. And it doesn't matter how it's going to affect you. We've taken everything down to let the kids work it out as they grow, as they get older.
Right.
That's like throwing the kids the keys to your car and say, go figure it out.
It's like, hey, son, everything's a rite of passage now.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Go do whatever you want. Have sex, use drugs, drink alcohol, smoke cigarettes, have fun.
Let me know how that works out.
Yeah, when you figure it out, let me know.
Well, during the break, I did some Googling, and yeah, that's still legal to do, but there's been over, just in the last couple of months, there have been over 900 illnesses directly linked to vaping.
Right.
Now they're looking for it, if you would.
Right.
What about all that time before they didn't look for it?
You know, it's... You ever see that sign on Wilshire Boulevard about smoking deaths?
No.
No, it's a digital sign.
Okay.
And if you sit there long enough, I mean, there's like 2 million, whatever it is. It's crazy. If you sit there long enough, you could just see the numbers going.
Just ticking off.
It's just ticking off. This isn't going to be any different because it's still, we're putting some kind of chemical in our lungs that cannot be good for us.
Right.
And I'm not saying short term. They're finding now short term stuff. You're right, 900 people short term. But wait 10 years if these people have been vaping for 10 years and putting whatever it is in their lungs. It's going to be a public crisis. You'll see, health crisis. It is. It has to be.
Yeah.
So it's really sad to see where we're going right now.
Okay. So where we might differ a bit, I'm not for the banning of this stuff. Right. I don't think that works.
Right.
Okay. Because look at smoking dope was against the law. See,
right.
That worked.
Right. Right. Yeah, real well.
Yeah, and I actually think you're going to laugh at me because you're going to remember this. But remember the movie Reefer Madness?
Of course I do.
And I said to people, the government did the worst thing they could ever do with that movie because they went from zero to idiotic.
Right.
And all your buddies that were smoking dope were sitting there laughing at the movie because they'd already been smoking dope and they never had anything like that happen.
Yeah, it was not even close to real. Exactly.
Right.
Guy was going to jump out of a building, remember, and fly.
After he raped and sexually assaulted 17 women on the way to the window.
Right.
So... And the people sitting in that chair with the dumbest looks.
I remember it.
Right. And they do this all, how about we talk to our kids in a proper and an adult way? Look, can you get away with smoking this stuff? Of course you can. Can you get a little high? Of course you can. But when you start smoking this stuff in this light, when you start doing these things like this, this is how it now affects you.
Right.
Do we not think they're smart enough to figure that out or to work with them?
The problem is, we talked about it earlier, parents aren't spending enough time with their children to do all that. Here's how they have that conversation, just like you did. And then it's done.
Yeah.
It's over. These conversations need to start when they're young. And parents ask me that all the time. When is it an appropriate age to talk to my children about drugs, sex, and all that stuff? And I'll say, as soon as they understand what language is. As soon as they understand your words, it's never too young to teach a kid because you need to hardwire your children when they're young right now about drugs and tobacco and all the bad stuff. Otherwise, they're going to grow up with this, seeing all the positive and not even knowing the negative.
Yeah.
So it's never too young. You need to speak to your children when they're young, period. End of subject. And it's not a conversation you have once, like Joe just did. It's a conversation you have how many times? All the time.
All the time. Every day, every week. Every opportunity you have, but again, it goes back to when it's so easy to get now. In Colorado, pretty much anything goes in Colorado, but you don't hear the numbers of the calls to the CDC there,
right.
And you don't hear how many visits to the emergency room has gone up, and actually how many young kids have gotten extremely sick because of your point with the gummy bears,
right?
Right.
Oh yeah, and then we're actually even having pediatrics. Picking up cookies and candies and ending up in the ER because parents are leaving it around their older brother and sisters and they don't know. They're eating a cookie or a candy and they're getting high and they're six. And they're ending up in the ER, I mean, almost psychotic. So it's pretty dangerous. And talking about it, easy, I was driving down the street today, and every billboard, almost every billboard is having pot delivered to your house. And now I go out to my door, and guess what's on the doorknob?
Oh, God.
We deliver pot.
I know. The signs are great, though. Click, click, deliver smoke.
Yeah. Gosh.
At least you're not driving, though, right?
What a business. Everyone that I know that isn't sober is talking about how to get into the THC business now.
You know, Tammy and I were talking about this the other night, and I said, we had opportunities to get into this.
Right.
And because of our moral beliefs, our religious beliefs, we went, look, I can't make money on this.
Right.
Okay? And I know guys that are making a boatload of money off of this stuff, but not to the detriment of the kids.
Right.
Not going to do it.
And that's the hard part.
Yeah. Right. Well, again, to your point, the adults want to ruin themselves, not much you can do about that.
No.
Right? But when it comes to the kids, they've been sold a bill of goods. Parents aren't being parents. And you just can't do that kind of damage. Anyway, Kerry, I always appreciate our time together.
Yeah, I always enjoy being here.
We'll put some links up to your site. People, you need to be parents, as he was saying.
Yeah.
You need to do for your kids. And it might be uncomfortable, and it might make you feel bad, but you know what? You got to do what you got to do to be a parent. Anyhow, those kids, my favorite thing, they didn't ask for you. They're your responsibility. All right, next hour, we're going to talk about real health care. Really being able to take care of yourself and not being at the mercy of the insurance company. Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.